We're three young white dudes talking about what's in the news, sports, science, film reviews, but really mostly dicks and boobs. Welcome to the Probably Sounds Awful podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Probably Sounds Awful podcast. Beep-a-dee-beep. You can find us on Twitter at normally_norm.
Oh my gosh!
You can check us out on our email at w. Okay, I fell.
What was that again? I'm taking notes, but I didn't get the last part.
You can go to our website www.normallynormal.com, or you can send us an email if you want to tell us to please stop making these, or email us at normallynormalcrew@gmail.com.
Okay.
I am one of your hosts, Leo Albert Kovalik Jr. You can find me on Twitter at Kovalik317.
So dreamy.
So, okay. All right. Thank you so much. And to my right on his deathbed.
Hey, I'm Josh Patton. He's got a little bit of time left here to live. And, oh, no, R.I.P. I'm not dead yet. Don't say R.I.P.
Oh, okay. And here I am with the one and only Josh Patton. You're on your deathbed, so your Twitter handle will probably like be up for grabs pretty soon. But what is it right now?
@Patton_Josh.
Whoa, you sound really healthy all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah. I just rallied all my strength for that one sentence. And, oh, God, no,
welcome to this. Welcome to the Probably Sounds Awful podcast. For some reason, we're doing this on our deathbeds.
Why do we even buy a deathbed?
Yeah, we'll be doing this.
It'd be so much healthier. We would not buy deathbeds.
Just buy a deathbed. That was still one of my favorite Twitter jokes of yours.
Thank you.
Yeah. I laughed. I went like this. Oh, Josh.
Oh, that guy.
Yep.
He lives with me.
Oh, that guy. Hashtag first fiddle. So, Josh, welcome. Hello. How are you today?
Oh, I'm fine. Or am I? I won't know until the test results come back from my doctor visit.
Oh, my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, let's open up the podcast with, hey, what's going on with my body?
What's going on with my body?
What's going on with my body?
Leo, when's the last time you went to the doctor and had like a full-on physical, blood work, all that stuff?
A year ago?
Me, honestly, can't remember.
All right, hold on. First off, you're a 31-year-old male.
Yeah.
At some point, you need to get things checked out.
Yeah.
But I like whatever you've been doing recently of the fingers crossed. Everything's great. Yeah. I like that method.
Yeah, just blind denial. Yeah, I don't remember the last time I had a full physical.
We're talking blood work. We're talking.
Yeah, honestly, years and years. I do not remember.
Okay.
So I
would love for you to try to break it down though, like when you actually think it's probably some last time you went home.
Yeah. I've never been to a doctor in California or Chicago.
Oh my God. So let's take a step back here. I met you in Chicago.
But I mean, I've been to a doctor at some point, like when I would go home to Georgia. My mom would be like, you should probably go to the doctor.
I get that. But I'm saying I met you in Chicago and I live with you in California.
Yeah.
So from 06 mm-hmm. to now.
Yeah, 10 years.
You have never been to a doctor in the state that you live in.
Correct.
Josh, what's going on with your body?
I don't know. I never had insurance in Chicago.
Yeah.
Except at like random times I'd have health insurance through like jobs that I worked, but then they'd have all those dumb rules about like you have to work a certain amount of hours to keep your insurance, and I never would want to do that. It would suck. You're like, oh, you have a few good shifts, and you're like, oh, I made some good money. I don't need to work anymore. I'll give away the shift. Like, no, I need to do it because I need to hit the hour mark just for keep my insurance. So that was dumb. So I never would do insurance through a job like that again. And then towards the end of when we were in Chicago, I got some health insurance, I think just because like, oh, that's probably a good idea, just get some health insurance. This is way before Obamacare and everything was like mandatory, but I got some. It's pretty cheap. And then when we moved to L.A., I called them just to update my address, but apparently that doesn't just transfer over. You can't just move across the country. You got to like have a whole new plan. Like, okay, well, your premium's going to basically triple. I was like, I'm canceling then.
Yeah, I remember
Instead of changing my address, just straight up cancel that. So I didn't have health insurance, and then now I have it. So I've had it ever since it became, required. I just have yet to really use it.
Yeah.
And so I was like, you know what? Brian mentioned getting a physical. I was like, I should probably go do that. Make sure everything's all right. Do the blood work. Make sure I got no life-threatening things.
So you did that. Yeah, nothing sneaking up on you or hidden away inside. I feel like, to be honest, though, I've been into the doctor once. I've only been once, since I can remember, obviously, when I was a kid and broke my face and all that kind of stuff. Obviously, you went to ER and stuff like that. But, like, as an adult, I've only been to the ER once. And it was that one time, and I was like, dude, my chest, I've never felt chest pains like this. Well, guess what, guys? It turns out, yes, if you have chest pains like that, maybe just give it a second because you might just have really, really bad heartburn for the first time in your life.
Like insane heartburn.
And then you go to an ER and your really awful crappy insurance that you had. This is before, obviously, the Affordable Health Care Act. We have really crappy insurance, and it says $3,000 deductible. That means they pay for anything over $3,000.
Yeah, once you hit $3,000,
they start paying for it. So my hospital bill was, I think, like $3,000, $3,100.
Oh, my God.
So they paid for $100.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Then you should just go into the ER every day after that just to party it up.
Yeah, party it up. So then they can't turn you down, so I'm still working off that one.
Damn.
But, yeah, no, that's super smart to have health insurance, and it's very important, and I am glad to hear that you did this, Josh. And so, obviously, you're waiting on results. We're doing blood. They did the whole nine yards.
Yeah, blood, urine. They'll run all the good scans.
Did you ask for a finger up the butt?
Yeah, but not to check anything, just me at ease.
Real quick, yeah.
They did that right before they drew blood, just so cool. I'd be calm.
Yeah, that's so nice of her.
Yeah, it was, dude.
That's so nice of her.
I feel like it's funny. Like,
did they do the balls, too?
Yeah, I did the balls. Just kind of mashed around on there.
Did you have a female or a male doctor?
Male.
Okay. The last time I did that, I had a...
they said it was going to be a female, and then it's a dude walked in. I was like, all right, he might not even be a doctor.
Guess what? He didn't work there.
I'm never going to get the results of this blood work. He just took some blood.
Yeah, and also that it literally scribbled said, Dr. like Steve, yeah. MD, and you're like, well, I guess this is the place. So. It's on a,
yeah, we got,
it's on a cardboard
check your,
sign.
Gotta, we're going to check your kidneys by that. I'm going to take a kidney just to make sure it's good. I'll be back in a week. Promise.
So they did the balls. They
Yeah, and yep. I was going to say it's...
Turn your head and cough?
No, I didn't do the cough thing. It was weird. Okay. I was laying on my back already, and I'm wearing like that paper gown thing.
Same.
And it's like it's funny, like every time I go to the doctor, a few times I've been
you know what, you really can't say every time you go to the doctor.
But like
you've been what four times.
I feel like going to the doctor is on par with being in a pool for looking okay.
Oh, we're talking about penis size.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Because you're sitting there in your underwear and a paper gown, and like the floor is cold.
Everything's cold.
And you're sitting there for a while before they come in. So you've lost all body heat.
You didn't give it a quick little yank just to give it some exercise?
Nope.
That's gross.
And that's when they have to check it. Like, great. Yeah. And like, I always want to be like, I promise it's bigger normally. Like, I need to impress this doctor.
I know. That's the thing, too. It's like when the girl like did my whole turn head and cough thing like a year ago, I was like, man, this sucks.
This is a bad impression.
But at the same time, it's like, she is, how many dicks does she grab on like a day-to-day basis?
Yeah. But he was like doing other stuff because I was having some kind of like weird abdominal pain. I was laying my back, just kind of mashing around and like, is that hurt? That hurt? Like, no. So I don't know what's going on with that. But like, and then he's like, all right, I'll check your genitals. And so then he just like did that while I was laying on my back. And he just kind of like,
I just looked at you in the face, and I don't think I've ever heard you say the phrase in our entire 10 years knowing each other, I'm going to check your genitals.
Check your genitals.
I know it's coming from the doctor, but it's like, from you just saying that out loud, I'm going to check your genitals.
And so he just grabbed around on each ball. And then he's like, all right. And like, so I guess everything, but I didn't cough or anything like that. And, He took his gloves off her. That was strange.
Oh God! He took his gloves off and he's like just got like a slight stroke. And you're like, okay, like normally I don't think.
Yeah, the doctor visits don't normally have happy endings.
But all right.
But did all that, drew blood, peed in a cup, all that kind of stuff. So they said if everything comes back fine, they're not going to call me. They said if something's up, the doctor will call, but they said just...
I would hope they would. It's always nice to
get
a call.
They said
hey,
they should get the results back. So I'm going to call next week just to, see.
If they don't call you.
Everything's good, right? Make sure I'm all fine. So did that. So, doctor stuff. That was... It was fine, I guess.
That's you got a dude. Okay. I like that. I like that. I don't really have a preference, but it is that one of those things you're just like somewhere in the back of my like primordial brain. I'm just like, okay, all right, this is happening.
Yep. Yeah. It's always awkward no matter what. But when it's the opposite sex, if that's what you're attracted to, then it is weird when you have to be on display in a very unflattering way.
By the way, should we mention 10 minutes into the podcast, Brian's not here?
Brian. Now that we're done talking about genitals, that reminds me of Brian.
Yeah.
Our third host is not here, Brian Colbert Kennedy. He's on Twitter @_BPCK.
Yeah, he is not here. We're actually doing things a little bit different this week. He was shooting something?
He said he was shooting something with friends, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know.
Cool. So maybe just going to the doctor is getting physicals.
Yeah, just for fun.
That's fun. Well, congratulations, Josh. I'm proud of you.
Thanks, man.
It's always nice to get checked up and checked on. Anything else? Anything else doctor related? What's going on with your body? All right? You got some stretches to do?
Yeah. Something happens to the lower back pain, and I think it's just been from the new job, but I wanted to double check that, you know, because usually it feels like muscle pain, but sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes, like, when I touch it, it feels kind of, like, sensitive and stuff. So I just want to make sure there's, like, you know, kidneys doing all right, nice. That kind of stuff. But they said they'll check all that with the blood screening.
Cool. It's weird how much they can determine your body, like, on blood. Like, I remember just looking at it. She was like, because I went back in, they called me back in. Not that it was like a bad thing, but she just wanted to show me the results and, you know, whatever I had at the time. I think it was
vitamin D deficient. Apparently, everyone is.
No, I was. She said I was good on absolutely everything. Nice. Yeah, she said I was good on everything. I was just there for that like pain I had. I think it was from working out. Like just like my lower leg, almost ball area.
Oh yeah, near the groiny whiny.
Yeah, it was hurting just because I think it was probably just from doing some weird workout we were doing at the time.
So. Yeah. So I'm going to hold off a few days. I'm going to do these stretches that he gave me that are specific for the lower back. And I did them this morning, and I feel like they're good. There's some stretches I hadn't done before.
Cool.
So I'll do that for a few days, and then I'll get back into working out on Monday.
Yeah, I saw it sitting on top of your printer, and I thought at first, hey, that's cool. He went to the doctor and got a page with a Kama Sutra.
Yeah.
And I was pretty pumped about doctor. That. Have you ever looked at the Kama Sutra?
No.
Have you ever been so inclined to try the Kama Sutra?
By myself?
No. Basically, long story short, is what I'm asking is, do you want to look through the Kama Sutra and
together?
Figure out what works?
Oh, yeah. Let's try them all out. Well, one page is just like Twister.
Yeah. No, there are some very interesting stuff. That is a book. And I've just kind of like glanced through it. I've never actually
been with someone
who wanted to do, hey, let's do, you know what? Tonight, page 7.
Yeah. I want to get the Kama Sutra on audiobook and just listen to it in the car.
How do you know? How would you? So wrap your left leg around.
Probably be helpful. Young lady. Like, you know, over like a, you know, instead of like looking at a picture, but like, all right, cool. Do this. All right, cool.
From now on, if anyone asks you if you're wearing headphones, always your response is, what are you listening to? Oh, the Kama Sutra.
It's Kama Sutra audiobook. I'm sorry, what?
I'm sorry, what? So now all I want you to do is wear headphones nonstop. Do you think people are going to look even crazier now? Like the new Apple wireless head W10s, whatever the hell they're calling them.
AirPods,
yeah. So now that like even people are going to look even crazier because Bluetooth, yeah, it's like one ear, but now these are almost so hidden in your ear that like anyone could just be rocking out for like, no, yeah, it's like, oh my God. You don't see the headphone cord or anything.
Just singing along. Like, that guy's crazy.
That guy's pretty crazy. So, Josh, I normally jump into topics, and I'm going to do it again.
Okay. I normally do this, and I'm going to continue.
Yeah, so I'm going to absolutely continue. So I wanted to talk this week a little bit about something that I don't know if it's good or bad, but that we'll talk through it, and then we'll determine and come to a conclusion at the end that everyone listening and you and me can agree on.
Ooh.
So I don't know how we're going to get to you listening agreeing, so just be on our side. Shut up.
Yeah.
And so what I want to talk about is hype.
Hype,
get hype.
Big hype.
See, that could be a bad thing. Is there too much hype? So what I want to talk about is what's something that hyped you. You were so pumped, so hyped to see this, and it destroyed you.
Ooh.
And what's another one on the other side of that where you were so hyped and it like actually lived up to what it is? I'll start with my one that I was insanely pumped for. And it let me down. And if you've listened to any of these podcasts, you might know what I'm going to say. But I'm going to say it for probably the 3rd, 4th, 5th, or 16,000th time. Batman v Superman.
Yeah.
Batman v Superman, that's just one of those cases where without knowing anything about the movie, hey, they're making that movie. Immediately right now, I'm pumped. I'm hyped. I'm up. Seeing director, I'm like, okay, like he did that. Hype. First, you know, seeing Man of Steel and knowing what was like before that and what's going to come, it's like, okay, I'm still pumped. You know, this could be still a really, really good movie. And then just that feel, like, it is such a deflating feeling to be experiencing it when you've had nothing but like years of buildup to what this could be. And I was just so down and so defeated. I mean, we were sitting next to you in the theater, and like you saw me like visibly get upset
yeah.
during these parts and like things that were happening. I'm just like, oh my. And almost audibly said out loud, like, what? When like yeah. he started floating with the bats. Obviously, it was a dream sequence, but spoilers for the first 2 minutes of the movie. But no, so just Batman, Superman, just something like that. Like, what is something... We'll stick with that first before we jump and finish with the good.
Yeah. So, like, movies and stuff, I feel like that's the most part. Some games, probably, but...
Yeah, maybe a game, because I obviously could have also had mentioned with this. But the thing is, I'm not super bummed about it yet, because I want to, like, wait until it's, like, more there, like, better and more updates. No Man's Sky.
Yeah. Yeah, and also, yeah, they can change games. Yeah. Games can improve even after they've come out. Like, movies, it's not like, oh, the experience is now somehow better, you know, whatever. They have an extended version of Blu-ray, that's kind of it. But games, yeah. they can, you know, continue adding stuff.
Yeah, they can't go back, shoot scenes. They can't, yeah. like, with a game, you can, like, No Man's Sky. In 6 months, when that sits on my shelf for 6 months and I put it back in, there could be some huge update that makes, you know, something else to do or more fun.
Yeah, I would say, movie-wise, obviously, was not a fan of Batman v Superman, but also I kept my hype in check for that, so yeah. I went in with the lowest possible expectations. Movies that I was more excited about and felt let down. This one, I'm about to say, took me a little while to kind of realize, like, oh, I really didn't enjoy that as much as I think convinced myself right after the movie was over that it was good, that I liked it, and parts of it were good, but I wasn't a huge fan of the story, especially the ending. The Dark Knight Rises. Because I went and saw that, ooh, and boy. I was super hyped for that, because I love Batman Begins. I love The Dark Knight even more.
It made it even worse that there were two brilliant movies beforehand.
Yeah,
and
like,
then all
so
of
good.
That. Yeah.
And so I was legitimately hyped for that movie. And
Hype.
And then after the movie, I was just kind of thinking about it. And then like seeing like, what people were saying about it, I'm like, yeah, I thought the ending was odd. And yeah, it was. I knew it definitely wasn't my favorite of the three by far. And then God. Like the more I thought about it, I was like, man, it was just kind of a letdown, but I would say the movie that I had was like right out the gate, like even during the movie, a movie I was so hyped for, and like midway through the movie, I was like, nah, nope, was Spider-Man 3.
Oh, what a good one.
That movie kicked me in the nuts. That one was just like no, because I loved the first two.
Do you remember where you were when he was Black Suit Spider-Man? And busted into the dance.
Yeah. I saw the movie with my family.
Mm-hmm.
My mom, my dad, Nick. I can't remember if Chris was there or if he was... I don't remember.
What year was that? Two?
I don't know when that came out.
I would say probably 2004-ish.
Yeah. Maybe I remember later. I was sitting next to Nick, and it was when he was walking down the street just doing finger guns to everyone.
Oh, my God.
And I was just, like, shaking my head. And I turned to Nick and whispered to him during the movie. I was like, he needs to stop that. I said that to him. I was like, he has to stop that right now. That's not cool. That's not, like, bad boy. That's not, like...
By the way, Nick, big shout-out to Nick, the listener to this podcast.
Yeah, he's a huge percentage of our listening base.
Yep, he is the one.
Yeah.
So thank you.
And, but yeah, that movie... I had no reason to not be hyped. It was friggin' Venom was going to be in this movie. And like when I heard that Topher Grace was cast, I was like, I mean, this is, I'm a skinny guy, but I was like, he's kind of skinny to be Eddie Brock.
Yeah,
I like
the juxtaposition of a skinny, what's-his-face, you know, Peter Parker, and then you have some huge buff dude.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's like a bully, basically.
Yeah, and so, but yeah, so I, you know, cause, yeah, because when Peter Parker gets the symbiote, you know, he's, you know, not a massively muscular dude, so it's like he's already super strong, so imagine if it goes onto a dude who's already naturally strong, like, he's going to be powerful. But yeah, that movie, I was just like, after it was over, I was like, what did I just watch?
Yeah.
It was just so clustered.
But the problem with that, too, and that's the thing that it super sucks, and it could have been Sony's doing, like, stepping in, like, we need more. We need Venom. Everyone wants Venom. Put Venom in it.
Yeah, Sam Raimi has said, yeah, he was forced to put Venom in that movie.
Yeah.
He wasn't going to be, but the studio made him.
But, like, Sandman was such a great villain. Like,
yeah,
it's so weird.
If it was just a Sandman movie, it would have been fine. I didn't like that they undid the origin or whatever. Like, it was actually him that killed.
Oh, yeah, that was dumb. The first, like, 30 minutes of the movie were great. Like, Sandman, that whole birth of Sandman scene is still super emotional when, like, he can't grab onto his, like, daughter's locket.
Yeah.
And then finally, like, when he sees that, he, like, grabs onto it, like, as hard as he can. That was super cool. But, yeah, no, that was, oh, my God. I don't remember, probably somewhere in Virginia or Chicago, if I look at the dates when it actually came out. But, man, that I'm with you on that one. There was so much hype because, you, again, you just like The Dark Knight Rises, you have two previous movies that you were like, oh, my God, there's no way they can do wrong at this point.
Yep.
Like,
and also the reverse of that, the first movie was so good, but then I was bored with both sequels of The Matrix.
Oh, boy.
I was really – I loved The Matrix. I saw that movie in theaters when it initially came out.
1999, yep. Man. I remember
– me and my brothers and my dad went and saw that, and we were like – that was a movie that – like, we said the opposite. Like, I knew nothing really about it.
No one did.
There was no hype about it. That was like a sleeper hit. Like,
that was also
like a cult movie on DVD.
99, it was probably 2-3 years after the internet.
Yeah.
So, like, but even then, not the internet wasn't what it is now.
Yeah,
so
back then, the internet was just AOL Instant Messenger.
Yeah, it's like, now there's trailers everywhere, but it's like, man, we're really dating ourselves, aren't we?
Yeah. But yeah, so I saw that movie in the theaters, and I think we went back and saw it again like that same week. Like, holy crap, like what a fun movie.
Yeah.
And then
also
both
like,
sequels was just like so convoluted and boring and so much talking, and I was just like, what's happening? I'm so confused. And I hated the ending of it. It didn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
And
did you get the meaning in The Matrix? Like, basically he was like Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, I got that whole, like,
I didn't get that. I remember, with my friends on a Friday night, we went to go see it. My mom had to go come with us because it was, like, rated R or whatever, like, yeah. PG-13 or whatever.
I feel like so many times, like, you know, whatever, a hero is always, there's always some kind of Jesus comparison, especially if they sacrifice themselves for it. But I was just like, he's just gone. Like, it's just like, I thought the first one was so cool. And, like, I think, you know, the Wachowskis, like, they didn't write the first one with two more in mind.
Yeah.
It became so popular that, like, the studio was like, let's make two more. Like, okay, like, how can we now turn this into a thing?
And a trilogy.
And it just, like, eesh. Like,
so
it was just too weird.
Going back and watching them, I think they visually look great. Mm. Like, they still do. They visually look cool, but there's nothing else that holds up. Almost even, like, when's the last time you saw Dark Knight Rises? Because you had mentioned that. When's the last time you saw that?
Because
I think that movie...
Honestly, I think I've only seen it once. I think I saw it once in theaters.
I think that movie...
I own it. I have, like, the box set.
Yeah, same. I think that movie... We should probably watch that soon and just be like, oh, no, this movie is worse than we think. Because, like, I'm all for you. It had a ton of hype. But even that hype, while you're watching the movie, could have, like, gotten you through it. Because there's some parts I'm just like, the leaps in logic in that movie still bother me. And But it's so strange because it's like, I wonder, like, what, I don't know. Just one of that's a different kind of a subject and different topics. Like, what was Nolan? What were they doing? What were they thinking?
Yeah. I read some kind of brief interview.
It's so hard to end something like that, but.
Recently, because, you know, because it is, you know, movies obviously a different media than comics and series, which are supposed to be ongoing. And so, you know, these are movies. These are supposed to be, like, definitive things that happen, like the end all be all. So the first Batman Begins is like, this is the, you know, the beginning phase of his life, and then, you know, Dark Knight, okay, he's been Batman for a while, that kind of stuff, and then this is supposed to be the end. And and I read some brief interview with Joseph Gordon-Levitt saying why he liked the ending, saying that you know, the Batman is more of like an idea, and so it was Bruce Wayne's journey is done, and so that's why he liked the idea of a new Batman taking over and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, it was just, there were just some parts that I was just like, okay.
Are you sure? Oh, you sure don't want to use your real name?
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful. Oh, Robin? I'm like, what?
Yeah, that was weird.
Come on. But. Come on. So I don't know. There's definitely games. I think with me personally, when it is a game, it hurts a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it definitely, you can feel it, the gut punch a little bit more because, I mean, movies, yes. But, I mean, they're okay. So let's talk about what a game that I am hyped for. But I don't know why, because the last couple that I played have been rough. Final Fantasy 15.
Mm.
I am going to buy it day one. I have played every single Final Fantasy.
I've played none.
Yeah, maybe not all the way through. I still think you should play 7. Like, I think 7...
I'll play that remake thing that comes out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even like the one that's on the PlayStation Store right now. Like,
the remastered
the
one?
The remaster 7. Like, even those graphics and like the systems and it's turn-based, even that I think could get you into like, oh, okay, so this is what a Final Fantasy is.
Yeah.
And, you know, the story is whatever, but it's more about like the systems and the boss battles and exploring the world and stuff like that. Still, I think that game holds up. But, like, I remember 13 released when we were in Chicago, and I was just like, I went and got it, and I put it in immediately, and it just sat on my shelf, like, forever. And I was like, why do I have this? And no joke, people are completely right when they say it gets better after 25 hours. you can't expect anything for people to stick around that long. But I'm just, this game, so apparently, and I remember at like in E3, they had announced this game when 13 launched. So that, we're talking, this game's in development for like 10 years.
Yeah.
So, you know, 14 was the MMO type thing. 13 was, 13, the one I played, obviously there have been like two in the middle ones, but 13 has been the last like numbered Final Fantasy that's been a game since that launched. And this is the next one. I am so nervous. It's been delayed just tons of times. So my hype meter is, because for some sometimes if I really love something, I can't not be hyped for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's kind of going to roll into what I'm going to say I have been hyped for almost every single time, and I have never really been let down. But I think for video games, because it's such a long like lead-up process from the announcement to, you know, Fallout 4 did a great job because they're just like, hey, it's coming out November.
Yeah.
You can be excited because it's out in 3 months. Like much like a movie, basically, with a trailer.
Yeah.
But with this game, I'm just, I mean, man, I could be, this could be a, one of the biggest letdowns of, you know, this whole conversation for me if that game is awful. Because, like, oh, cool, for 10 years I've been excited about this. But no, for something that rolling into a good conversation, something that I have looked forward to almost every single time, and I have probably never been basically, you know, wronged, is a Marvel movie.
Yeah.
Civil War, I think, was something that I let myself get really hyped for and, like, getting pumped about and hearing that, like, Spider-Man wasn't going to be in it. And then the behind-the-scenes deals of, you know, Sony's emails being hacked and leaks show that, like, no, the entire time they were in conversation to get Spider-Man and, you know, how could they do that? And then to seeing the movie and it's, what? Like, even Ant-Man, like, something that I didn't give a crap about, having that, you know, hype for a movie and then being like, okay, this, even if this movie's like decent, I'm happy.
Yeah.
It turned out to be one of the best ones.
Yeah.
So
I love Ant-Man.
Yeah. You got that little kid. We went to go see Civil War in 4D.
Mm-hmm.
He had that little kid who was like, Ant-Man. Like, that's insane. By the way, 4D, if you don't know what this is, call me or
we'll go see a movie.
Email me. My email is kovalik317@gmail.com.
Ooh.
Email me if you're a beautiful lady, and I will take you to a 4D movie.
Ooh.
Josh, please email me.
No, I will.
So, but yeah, what's something to you that has then the good side of it? Because enough negativity in our lives.
I would say I was pleasantly surprised by the second Michael Bay Ninja Turtle movie.
Okay, yeah.
That was one that went in with the lowest expectations, and then you and I kind of turned each other midway through the movie. This is actually kind of fun.
Yeah, like, yeah, we literally were, after a day of training or something, we looked at each other like, am I enjoying this?
Yeah, I'm actually liking this movie. I'm actually laughing at the jokes.
Which kind of makes me nervous to ever see it again.
Yeah, like just let that good memory just stay without changing it.
Because what if I see it again? I'm like, oh, like what? Yeah. Were you just like on euphoria because we were expecting nothing? Like,
yeah. Video game wise, I've never been disappointed by a Grand Theft Auto game.
Yeah.
Never been disappointed by.
Did you ever finish 5?
Yes, that's the only GTA campaign I've ever actually completed because I always just mess around all the time and I never finish the stories. I've started GTA 4 twice, like on different consoles, and gotten super far into the story.
Yeah.
I'm just going to play the story. I'm just going to play the story. But then I keep fucking around and having fun, and then I never finish it.
The ending to GTA 4 is probably the best one.
Yeah, other than
Vice City, it's probably the best one.
Never finished Vice City, never finished 3, never finished San Andreas. I play them.
I don't think anyone ever finished San Andreas, because that, talk about a game that was in way too big.
So, but yeah, I've never had a bad experience playing any GTA game or any Bethesda game.
That'd be fun to go back and play San Andreas now that we live in California and we know, like, the Outlands, because it all takes place in California.
Yeah.
And, like, what their interpretation of L.A. was like and stuff like that. And it was basically just, like, when rap was getting big. So I would like to actually, one of the games, at least for a little while, to go back. And that's when they use, like, big-time voice actors. I know Sam Jackson's, like, a main character, so stuff like that.
Yeah, never had bad experience with those. Any of the Bethesda games, like Elder Scrolls or Fallout that I've played, loved them all. Those are games that I can feel confident if they announce like a new GTA or a new Elder Scrolls. Like I can without a doubt put full hype into that. Like, oh, I can't wait. I'll buy this game day one. I'll pre-order it.
Yeah.
If they, you know, finally announce a Red Dead Redemption 2, 100%. 100%. That would be something that would crush me if it was bad somehow.
So do you think it's easier to be hype for something if you understand the developers, because it seems like that's kind of right. It's what we've been talking about. Is
Rockstar, Bethesda.
It was easier to get hype for Spider-Man 3 because of 2 and 1. It was easier to get hype for Rises because of Dark Knight and Begins.
Yeah. And I love the first Matrix movie. Yeah, so like I don't really get hype for things, I guess, unless like I wasn't super hyped about Iron Man. That was a surprise.
Oh yeah, like, I think that surprised everyone.
Yeah, and then like, but now like I'm like I get legitimately hyped for every Marvel movie. I can't wait for Guardians 2.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm curious. Obviously, I know I'm going to enjoy it. I'm right now. I'm more like intrigued than hyped about Doctor Strange.
I'm
super hyped about Luke Cage on Netflix. Yeah. I can't wait for that.
So the embargo came up of at least like
some reviewers.
People that saw it. What they said. They basically can say that they saw it.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my favorite podcasts on YouTube, basically. So it's like you could either do on his site with his, I forget what. I want to say Smosh, but that's wrong. Kevin Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever his site is. But he does Fat Man on Batman.
Yeah.
And they had watched the first 7. It's him and I think one of the entertainment reviewers of the LA Times. And they're like, he had put it Daredevil season 1, and then this is right below that.
Doctor Strange?
Oh, no, sorry. Luke Cage.
Oh, Luke Cage.
Luke Cage is right below this.
Sweet.
So it's like, he's like, Daredevil season 1 was probably always going to be the best because we didn't know what to expect.
Yeah.
He's like, then it's Luke Cage. He loved Jessica Jones, but, and then Daredevil season 2 is under that.
Hmm.
So he's like, they were just like, all we can really say is it's insanely fantastic.
Yeah, I can't wait.
So, which is so crazy because I don't give a shit about Luke Cage.
Like the character?
Yeah, but like, or at least I didn't until I saw Jessica Jones. I was like, oh, this dude's fucking badass.
Yeah.
So, and when is that again? The end of?
September 30th.
End of September?
A couple weeks.
Cool. Yeah, I'm
pumped. A couple weeks away.
I guess I would say I'm hype.
You hype? I'm mad hype for that.
I'm mad hype. And that's another thing, too. It's like, so far, that's the problem now, is say Iron Fist sucks, it's going to hit us right in the fucking...
Yeah, because we have yet to be disappointed by a Netflix-Marvel collab.
So,
there have been a couple Marvel movies that like haven't been my favorite. They've taken some missteps, Iron Man 2 and 3. I wouldn't say they're bad. Like
Iron Man 3 had great moments.
Yeah, they're not Spider-Man 3 bad. They made some plot decisions that I'm kind of like, okay. And genuinely, like the overall thing, and even Kevin Feige has said this, like they spend way less time focusing and developing their villains than they do on their heroes.
Yeah.
And so that's usually the weakest point of the movies. And so when the movie focuses a lot on the villain and they're still not like super developed, then it's like, the movie itself feels flat.
Which is funny because then the TV side of it on Netflix spends all their time on the villains.
On the villains, yeah.
Yeah.
And you rarely see the heroes.
And it's understandable when you're working on a movie, you have 2 hours to get it across. You want to make Captain America the coolest part.
Yep.
When you're working on a Netflix show, you've got, basically 10 hours to make the coolest.
Yeah, I don't even know who. I haven't looked at IMDb or anything. I don't even know who the character is of that villain in Luke Cage.
So he is in the comics, but it's the actor is. I will never be able to say his name right, so I apologize. But he is in House of Cards.
Yeah, he is. That's where I know him from. He's in House of Cards. Yeah, he's the bodyguard dude.
He wasn't a Secret Service or anything. He was. He basically worked for that super rich white guy. He's the black gentleman who worked for the super rich white guy, and he basically, I forget
I've
what
only
he,
seen season
he's
one.
A consultant.
Or
yeah, he was
two.
In that. He's having the affair with the girl who becomes the whip. I forget what season one ends off on, but I know he
gets to the point where he gets like a higher position.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because at one point he's kind of like Kevin Spacey's like kind of a buddy, and then, I don't remember exactly what his position was, like what his job title was, but I remember he was. It wasn't like an underling, but he was below what Kevin Spacey was, but they were like on good terms, and then he got like a higher position.
I feel like I'm so dumb right now. It's being from DC. It's not a consultant, but you're a lobbyist. There it is. Thank you, Jesus Christ. I could not think of that. So he's a lobbyist for if you have lobbyists for big tobacco, you have lobbyists for this. They basically will become best friends with some senators and governors. And,
yeah. So he was like they were on good terms, and now they're kind of like rivals because he has like a higher position for like an opposing person.
Yeah, 2 isn't good. 3 is a good season.
Yeah, I've only seen saw 2, the first 2. I haven't seen 3 or 4.
Yeah, 3. And there is 4. I love House of Cards.
Have you seen 4?
I've seen four.
Oh, okay.
I've seen the most. I've seen all the way up, and it's cool. After three, I was like, where are they going to take this? And then they took it a great direction. So all
right, sweet. Yeah. That's I'm pretty excited. I just got real behind on.
Yeah, but I think the first season, obviously, still the best. But I think that's a lot of things because it comes out of nowhere. So.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Luke Cage, get hype. End of September, come watch it at our house. Yeah. If you'd like, because everyone who listens to this is a friend, so thank you.
Come watch it. We'll all get evicted together.
Yeah. Josh, what just happened?
We just got like a notice on the door. We had some people over in our apartment last week.
Which, by the way, if you're listening to this, thank you for coming over.
Oh, it was a great time.
What a great time.
That was the first time we really had that many people over here. And, of course, you know, it's 4 a.m. on a weeknight.
I would say ever, too. Like, yeah, we should have a party. On a Friday or Saturday night.
And, so that was the first time we had that many people. It was very
tweet us if you want to be at our party.
Come to our party. It was very impromptu. We were at a friend's birthday party at a bar, and then the bar closed. Like, let's go back to our place. And just kept partying there. So it is 4 a.m. It's a weeknight, and the neighbor was complaining. Our neighbor complains about everything. But this was like a legit claim. This is the first time I've ever been like, okay, yeah, we were way too loud.
Yeah, so. So
we apologized. Leo wrote like a nice little thing, put it on our door the next day. And but anyway, we got like a notice from the building management saying that, you know, this is our one and only warning. If we don't keep it down, we're going to get a 60-day notice to vacate and blah, blah, blah.
We should rent out another apartment in this complex and don't put anything in it but super loud music that, like, you had the idea of stopping right at 10.
Yeah.
We should start at 10. And then it goes all the way until like 8 a.m.
Sweet.
And then they would come bursting in, like, you got to turn it down. Wait, what? There's nothing in it, but, like, just a little. Who is doing this? Why are you doing this?
Yeah, they just need to give us one of these stupid two-story apartments that won't be an issue anymore.
Yep, we'll get evicted into a two-story.
Yeah.
That would be nice. James always said, by the way, Crazy James, again, we love you to death, our landlord. There's no way you listen to this. I wish he would. The fact that he would, like, one of these days, I'm just going to give you my two-story. And I was like, yes?
Yeah.
Just, we'll make sure we help. Ali would even help you move and clean.
Yeah.
And that shows you how much I want one of these goddamn things, because I hate moving.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't really mind cleaning, but, man, do I hate moving. Josh, what do you hate more? Do you get hype for moving?
I mean, I don't like the process of moving. I like moving into a new place. I like change. I like to mix it up. This is the longest I've ever lived in the same place.
Why is that? Because you love me?
Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, baby.
But, yeah, when I've lived by myself, I've changed apartments every year. Like, every time a lease is up, before my lease is up, I start looking around to see what else. Because I like to mix it up. I like change. I like rearranging my room. I like frequent, you know.
Feng shui.
Yeah, refreshing my living situation. But here we've just been kind of hanging out, and, you know, we keep thinking we're going to get one of these two stories, and then it keeps getting pushed.
Pushed and pushed and pushed.
And so if we had a two-story, I'd be down to be there for a good while.
Yeah.
And like, I don't plan on living anywhere else until my, like, financial situation, like, drastically changes.
Would you say you would move your deathbed into a two-story?
Oh, yeah. I would have multiple deathbeds.
Multiple deathbeds at any point in time?
Bunk deathbeds.
Bunk deathbeds. You know what? Let's get bunk deathbeds.
Yeah.
Can we please? You know what? That's what it's going to be. We've talked about it last week. I still think Josh needs to be, for Halloween, he needs to be the pinata.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone tweet at Josh, Patton_Josh.
Uh-huh.
Patton_Josh on Twitter, that you want him to be pinata. Unless we want to do a couple's costume, I am down to do a bunk deathbed.
Bunk deathbed.
Hey, what are you guys? Oh, you're on top, okay, you're on bottom, and you both look really sick.
Yeah.
Hey, are you guys bunk deathbeds? Yeah, you know it.
Yeah, you know it, baby. You know it, baby.
Super hard costume, because we have to have a third person wheel us around.
That's true, yeah. We can't move.
No, because we're
so sick.
So sick.
I'm dying any moment.
I was immediately going to say who would be our third, and I immediately went, Rob.
Rob just pushes around. He constantly just, like, pulls the plug.
Yeah. and he could be a nurse. Yeah. He could dress up as a nurse. So his costume is a nurse.
Nurse Rob.
He's Nurse Rob, and he's pushing around our bunk deathbeds. Man, I want bunk deathbeds now.
Yeah.
God, I can't wait to die.
Get me out of here. Who knows?
Get me out.
Call the doctor next week. Maybe I'll find out. Well, that reminds me. We had to save it for the podcast, even though Brian's not here. That's what. So I tweeted on behalf of Normal. I had this idea. sucks. And he was going to the doctor, like, what if? Like okay, so your results came back, and you are very ill. You have 2 days to live.
Ooh, yeah.
So I was like, what would you do if you found out you had, like, an extremely short amount of time to live? Like, what would you do?
I would get night one super drunk. Like, probably last Thursday drunk. No, I would get super drunk, try not to think about it, do maybe somewhere that I don't normally drink, so like Santa Monica.
Maybe try a whole bunch of drugs.
Yeah, I mean, that could be night two. But then again, like, what if you had 2 days to live and you just drank and did all the drugs and you killed yourself in one day?
Yeah, you overdosed.
Man, first off, that's not funny. I don't know why.
Cut time in half. Yeah, another 24 hours.
Man, he had 2 days to live and he killed himself.
Yeah.
Man, yeah, so that's not something to laugh about, but I just did. I would probably go, like, drink in Santa Monica. I had a – weirdly, I did a playtest thing, and I realized I was 5 minutes away from Venice. So I went to Venice, and I had a drink at the Whaler, the famous, like, Venice Whaler. And then I walked from the Whaler. You can see the Venice Beach Pier because it has its own pier. So I walked that pier. Just watched people fishing. I was like, that looks cool. I would never do that myself because it also looks super boring. But like, I was just watching people fish and like looking at the ocean. And then I came back and I was like, man, that was cool. And then I just drove home. So it was like, but I would probably do that. But I would have more than one beer at the Venice Whaler. I would probably lose my mind. I would probably tell one person secretly like what's going on. I'd say, hey, man, you're getting too drunk. I'm like, man, I go. 24 hours to live. Give me a fucking chance.
Yeah. What are some things that you've like never done? Always, like
things that you could do like here.
Yeah. Maybe like find out how to go get in a shark cage. They go do that.
Yeah. Man, I cannot wait. Every single time I hear shark cage, I just can't wait for that VR because I'm gonna watch. I'm gonna film you.
Yeah.
If anyone doesn't know what I'm talking about, PlayStation VR comes out on October 13th. It'll be sitting two massive boxes. Will be sitting at our door. And I am going to film Josh play it's called like the Abyss or something, where it's basically, or the Deep, I think it's called, where you get in a shark cage, you can look all around, you can do whatever you want. And as you're, you know, being dipped into the ocean to get to the bottom. I am so stoked about that.
It'd be cool to get, be in a high speed police chase. See if you can outrun the cops.
Okay. I mean, yeah. Cause then you get pulled over and like. But could you time it?
You have to do that at the very end. That's gonna be the last thing. Like you have like a stop, like a timer. You're like, no, all right, 20 minutes. Like,
oh man, he crashed. Down. Oh, he's dead.
He's just dead.
The driver is dead.
Nothing even happened.
Did I ever tell you? I told you about this.
What?
One time when I think I was, maybe this is when I still worked at BJ's when we first moved here. This is a long time ago, Josh, which is crazy to think about. But I had got a pizza from across the street, like Jimmy's New York Pizza or whatever. It's right. Oh, that sounds so weird. That sounds so weird on the mic. I love it. Josh was just scratching his beard. If you heard that,
if
I'm not taking it out.
If it could pick it up,
It definitely did. But I went across the street. I got like two slices of pizza, and then I jumped in my car and I started heading home. And I was like, all these police helicopters on Los Feliz, and like something was happening, and it was in the turning lane on Commonwealth, where I can often be found.
hanging out.
If you're looking for me. In the turning lane, and literally super slow, I don't know what was going on, was this guy in a police chase where the helicopters were, and he slowly stopped. And my first reaction was to put down my window and offer him a slice of pizza. And he shook his head. You know what? No, it's when we – yeah, because it was when we first moved here. It was Nora – and the Bree and the young lady that lived under us, the black hair one. Man, I love her to death. I don't know why I can't think of her name right now. That's awful.
Caitlin.
Could have been. But they ran out, and the guy offered to like let him in the car. So this was all happening. My God, this was all on TV, and I loved every single second of it.
Oh, wow.
I'll see if I can find it, but you can see me offering a slice of pizza at Commonwealth, and then down right at the end of the street at Griffith and Los Feliz, you can see two girls run to the car and like get offered to come in. They're like, no, but those are our roommates. Those are our next-door neighbors. So that's like my one police chase story that I have out here. That was way too long maybe, for no reason.
Maybe just like going to like random restaurants, stuff like that, try to start food fights.
Yeah.
Food fight! Just like throw shit.
Sir, you're under arrest. Hey, guess what?
Beep. Try to catch me.
Try to catch me. You're building your own like string of events.
Yeah.
So random restaurant food fight into police chase.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
all right, what did this man do? Okay, we're getting word. We're getting word here in the helicopter. Okay, he threw a pizza at someone else. Okay, that's it. And now he's on the run. I would probably try to take all the money that I have in my life and would try to get on a zero gravity flight.
Oh, cool.
The, you know, vomit plane or whatever it is. But vomit comet, I think is what they call it. But it's that, you know, how they filmed Apollo 13 and all that.
Yeah, so that'd be awesome.
The zero G, because I hate flying. Maybe we'll never go to space in my life, which is easily the worst sentence I think I've ever said in my entire life. Or just that. Like, try to be like, hey, cool, when's the next space shuttle launch? I got 2 days to live. Put me in the rocket.
And so as a kid, like you said, yeah, you love space. So like that was always like your thing. You were a space kid. I was more like dinosaur kid. So like if I had the choice of like going to space or somehow seeing like real life dinosaurs, I would choose dinosaurs.
Okay. All right. Let's stop.
No, this is not for the 2 days to live. This
I was
changing subjects.
I'm sitting here going, okay.
I got 2 days. I got these are real life dinosaurs. I'm segueing to a new thing.
Okay, I'm sitting here thinking, I have 2 days to live. I need to see a real dinosaur. Hey, real quick, Doc. I know I got 2 days to live. That's so awful you told me that. I got to go because I got to find a geneticist that can get some tree sap out of a mosquito so that somebody can make a real-life dinosaur.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
What the hell are you segueing into?
I don't know. That was just like, you know, cause I feel like those are two big like camps that kids are usually in, like space. Yeah. So if you had to choose, like, you would choose space.
Yeah. Because one of them you could, if I had 2 days to live, one of them I could do.
Yeah. Regardless of the live thing.
One of them there's no way I could do, which is also very sad.
Yeah. I know.
Those are two things in my life that I can probably definitively say, which again, super sad, that I will never go to space. My kids might. My kids might go to space.
You have some kids?
Oh, yeah. I'll have a couple.
I was waiting on a table today. It was like a dad and a daughter.
Table 10. For you listening, was I right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Table 10.
I'd kind of like to be a single dad. Have a daughter. Just be a single dad.
Okay. Why single?
I don't know. I think I have a good time with my daughter. Just hang out. I'll be a cool dad.
Okay. So first off, you could also just do that if when inevitably Nick has a kid. You could be a cool uncle.
Yeah.
That we don't also know. Was it a dad for sure?
I don't know. I assumed.
But wait. Was that his kid?
Could have kidnapped her.
What do you got 2 days to live, lady? What do you want to do? Space or a real dinosaur? Yeah. So dumb. I think for me, I'm going to get that. It's eventually, like right now, he's super young. But when he's like 6 or 7, and he can actually, like, he did say my name. He did say Uncle Leo, and I
so you talk about your nephew, Nathan?
Probably broke my cold, dead heart wide open.
He said Uncle Leo?
He's like, Uncle Leo. And I was like, you say El Nino? And he was like, Uncle Leo. I was like, oh, man, it just broke my cold, dead heart. He was just in his little diapers running around.
That's what I need. I need something to break my cold, dead heart.
He's 31 years old. He's in his diapers running around.
Uncle Leo.
But he's fine. Everything else, like he just really likes to get tore up from the floor up. What would you do if you had a nephew that was 30 years older than you?
30 years older?
Yeah. Like if you had like a nephew like from the future.
Oh, okay.
It would like tell you like how life has been.
Crazy older sibling.
Yeah.
Who?
Because I mean, I have like a ton of step family, so I have a nephew who's, you know, 10 years younger than me.
Yeah.
Actually, not even that. He's like 4.
Yeah, because you can have nephews older than you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Still, should I be a cool uncle to this 30 year older person?
I'm your cool uncle. Hey, it's me. I'm your cool uncle. No, you're not. Come on.
I want my dead man.
Get me out of here. No, that'd be cool. But I would like you to be happily married or whatever the fuck you want to do.
I don't know.
Whether it be married or not.
I want some tragic backstory.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, it's just me and my...
So if somebody asked, was like, oh, yeah, look, man, that's so cute of you. Yeah, well...
Yeah, tragic backstory.
You just say tragic backstory? And then just
take a pic.
Let it flow?
Yeah. I was married. Wife died during childbirth.
Okay, you can't just say take your pic. Because then it immediately brings up, this guy is lying about his backstory. if you say take your pic about my backstory.
Yeah.
Cool.
Just found out. Yeah, just on my doorstep one day.
Cool. Leo, where do you work? Take your pick.
Take your pick.
No. Leo, what do you do for a living? Take your pick. No, no, no. Leo, space or real life dinosaur? Take your pick.
Take your pick. No, you take a pick. That's what I'm trying to do.
Oh, man. This is fun. Josh, we were sitting in the car today in a little something called T-Rafic.
Oh, yeah.
And you had said you wanted to talk about something.
Oh, yeah. In Pittsburgh, they are doing a first test of self-driving Uber cars. And I watched a video a few days ago talk about how, like, self-driving cars, once that becomes such a common thing, will pretty much eliminate traffic. Because
the human error.
Yeah, the human error. The human error is why it's there. Like, you know, they've done experiments or whatever where it's like 10 cars just driving on a circle road, and eventually they somehow still get bunched up because like they're all kind of slowing down or, you know, accelerating a little bit different stuff, and so eventually it collects and you get bunched up. And I was watching this video where they're kind of explaining what traffic is and how it happens, and like that, you know, like today I was talking about how like the left turn signal at the intersection that I always turn left to go home at like weekdays at 5 o'clock is so much shorter. No cars can get through it. But they were saying that, like in this video, like imagine if all the self-driving cars, as soon as the light turns green, they all accelerate at the exact same time. So you're not waiting for the first person to go, and then the second person. Like double the cars could get through every intersection. Eventually, get to the point where if every car was self-driving, you wouldn't even need lights anymore, traffic lights.
The same.
They would just go.
The same left turn signal that we're talking about is where
that pizza story.
Yep. Is well, not me, but where Noel.
That's
a name I've been trying to
think about.
I knew it was an N. I think it was Noel and Nora were outside. Mm. So I just want to get that out there so I can say it in the ether.
Get it correctly.
Yeah.
But yeah, like eventually, because they would all ping each other, they all know where each other are, and intersections would just be cars constantly going just whenever you need to. And like you wouldn't have to wait. And it was just a really fascinating video to watch because like elements of like, cause I've always wanted a self-driving car, but just like I didn't even think about that aspect.
I think this is one of your favorite moments that is going to happen in our lifetime.
Yeah, it's been like one of my biggest fantasies for the longest time is to have a self-driving car.
So a self-driving car, but I would also still like to drive because I really like the act of driving.
Yeah.
Like I like the act of like going really fast or, you know, yeah, for like if when you feel like not driving, it's going to be nice to do. But when you don't feel like driving or you can call an Uber or because Uber is probably, yeah, you said they're testing in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, so they got these cars, they have like these like constantly like spinning cameras and stuff on top. Yeah. But yeah, this girl doing like the video for like the news thing, rode in one, and they do have like Uber like employee people like behind the wheel in case something happens, but they're not driving. And then she got to, on the way back, she got to sit in the driver's seat and just kind of see how it felt and just not drive, and it took her home.
So that's something that I bet is going to happen for a while, where you're going to have a self-driving car, but someone's going to be in the driving seat.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually, because, you know, Uber's probably biggest expense is paying their drivers.
Exactly, yeah.
What happens when you no longer, I mean, yeah, you got a lot of other people looking for other jobs, which super sucks.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I'm with you on that one, man. I think self-driving cars, and it's crazy to think of that in our lifetime, we're going to have the internet be born. We're going to have self-driving cars. Flying cars will never exist. That was probably some fantasy. Maybe planes get smaller or something. But, you know, Alex Haberman, our good friend who we've always wanted to have on. Have we had Alex on?
Yeah, I wasn't on that. It was the first episode I ever missed. The only episode I've ever missed.
Yeah. So Alex, who was on, I think he even said, probably even on the podcast, was he's like, yo, I have enough trouble looking at my left and right, looking for people. I don't need to look left, right, up and down. Like, so self-driving flying cars would be
flying cars.
Okay, that'd be fine. I'd be okay with that. But I would probably say like everyone's working on them. Apple, Google, Uber, obviously. They're all working on their own, and I mean, it's Apple's not even like scared to say it's called Project Titan.
Yeah,
it's,
Lyft. Yeah, already has like an exclusive contract with like Chevrolet for their self-driving cars to be Lyft exclusive. It's I can't wait.
Were you? What is your first reaction going to be when you show up and some man is facing you? Because he doesn't need to be driving. Mm-hmm. He just needs to be there in case something were to happen. Goes, Josh? And you're like, yeah. And then he's just there to hang out.
Oh, that's going to be so great. Like, I'm such – this has been something I want so long. Like, I'm already, like, on board. Like, I would already be so comfortable. Like, if he was like, I'm going to get out of the car and it's just be you. I'm like, sweet. Like, I would already just be, like, chill, like, laying down in the back seat or whatever. Like, I wouldn't even care. Like,
do you realize, I think – how many people are just going to start drinking more?
that's another thing. Yeah,
like people are just going to start drinking more.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about it.
But like, bars will be packed now until 2.
Hell yeah! Like, and your car, it'll all be electric. So you don't have to park. Your car can just go drive around until you're ready for it to come get you. Like you don't even have to park it.
Where's your car going?
You know, it can find a spot, but like you don't have to park it. You don't have to park and walk. Then you don't need valet anymore. You just roll up to the front of the bar.
Oh God,
you
life get is out, changing, isn't
and
it?
And then your car leaves and go finds a spot, even if it's like a mile away. And then you like ping it, like when you're ready, it'll come back and get you.
Are you an app developer?
Oh, man, I'm just a hopeful dreamer.
Oh, okay, I don't think. But the thing is, too, is like because of hopeful also, dreamers.
Guess what's going to be in that car when it comes back? Real life dinosaur.
Out of the sunroof is like the brontosaurus's head.
It's a pretty great commercial I saw today for Audi.
Is this that thing T-Rex that's going on Reddit, I think?
Yeah, with the T-Rex.
I haven't looked at it yet.
It's pretty cool looking. But yeah, it's like a depressed T-Rex who used to be the king and stuff like that. But now people now just make fun of him because he can't really do much because his arms are so tiny.
Yeah.
And then he gets a self-driving Audi and because he can't reach the wheel anyway. And so he's just having a great time and he feels like he's king of the beasts again.
So there are now commercials for self-driving Audis.
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
I can't wait.
I can't wait. So let's go ahead and let's not make a bet per se, but let's at least throw out a number of how long you think, like in full reality, that you will get in an Uber and it's self-driving. I have something in my head. But I don't...
I mean, the first time it ever happens or like by the time it's like a commonplace thing?
First time it ever happens to you. First time it ever happens to you. Because me right here, the thing in my head, 4 years.
I was going to say before I'm 35.
Okay, so you're 31 now.
Yeah, so like 3.5 years.
His birthday's coming up, ladies and gentlemen.
Birthday's coming up.
So if you want to...
Even though Brian's is first, but let's go and start celebrating mine.
Yeah, no, let's, you know what? Even on Brian's, let's celebrate yours.
Yeah.
Let's celebrate the fact that yours is coming.
Yeah.
Man, I can't wait for his birthday. Wait, it's my birthday. No, shut up.
Yeah, shut up. So I would say by the time I'm 35, I will have ridden in a self-driving car.
For the first time, and if it almost never even happens again. It's just like, say you're in San Francisco for something, because where it'll probably be happening first.
Now, I'm going to say by the time I'm 40, most people can buy one.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. 9 years.
Yeah.
But that's... almost even nothing. Man, 40. Yeah. We're going to be 40 in 9 years. Cool.
Well, cool. I mean, possibly not. I might have 2 days to live.
Yeah, that's true.
I got to wait till these doctor results come
out. You might have 2 days to live, and if you see a real-life dinosaur, it would probably eat you.
I would love... I mean, not love, but...
How would you like to be killed? Space or real-life dinosaur?
Oh, real-life dinosaur.
Yeah, I guess it would be...
I mean, that'd be terrifying and violent and painful. Unless it's like a brontosaurus that accidentally steps on me.
Yeah.
Yeah, what if, like, the doctor gets some test results, and they're like, honestly, I don't even know how you're alive right now. Like, there's so much wrong with you.
Yeah.
But, like, medically, you should have died years ago, but somehow you're going, and now I want to study you.
So what you're basically saying is, like, you should be dead, for sure.
Yeah.
100%.
Like, three of your organs aren't working.
Yeah.
Like, they're not doing it.
You keep saying
you're a medical mystery.
You keep saying you have kidney pains. We don't see kidneys
here. Yeah, you have no kidneys. They're gone. What did you do to your kidneys?
Yeah, you should have been to a doctor a long time ago.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool. If some crazy medical marvel is happening inside me, I would like that just for the drama.
Yeah.
In the story.
Yeah. You're definitely a medical marvel, because when we were in, when we got back from Chicago trip, getting out of the Uber, I saw you go, oh.
Oh, yeah. My back, you know, it's because my kidneys are gone.
Good point.
They dissolved.
there's nothing.
I just absorbed them.
That would be great if you were a medical marvel, but you just had one awful thing wrong. It's like your back. And like, I'm a medical marvel, but like, I can only grow my, you know, nails faster than anyone else.
Really stupid.
Some really dumb. Like, you're that kind of superpower.
Yeah.
All right, Josh. Well, I say this has been fun.
Yeah.
I would like to do some three-word reviews.
Some reviews.
Reviews, reviews, reviews.
Reviews, reviews, reviews. Like, I know something I watched last night, so that can be like my default.
Default backup.
I'm trying to think, is there anything else?
I mean, you could review something.
Of note.
You could review something right now as well.
Oh, this drink.
this drink. This swill. This swill you got here. You don't. Well, at least say what it is.
Oh, yeah. So I am, because, you know, most people that by now have seen Not Your Father's Root Beer, but I'm drinking Not Your Father's Vanilla Cream Ale, because cream soda is by far, since I was a kid, my favorite soft drink of all time.
One of my first things I ever probably remember about you was when we lived together, like, we started living together in Chicago, it was almost a state. If there wasn't cream soda in the fridge, something was wrong.
Yeah.
Like, you
love
were.
Love cream soda.
Yeah. I just that 2 liter, boop, yep. In there where.
A&W, or, yeah, that was usually what it was. I love cream soda.
And when you, me, and Mike Lee, which, by the way, movie title, we would all go to the grocery store together when we first were like, hey, let's try going to the grocery store together. And then you realize, no, we all eat each other's shit and not paying for any of this.
Yeah.
But we would at least like try to go to like the grocery store the first couple times. It was like, where's Josh? Oh, he's getting cream soda.
Oh, God. Yeah. I love cream soda. So this is good. This is like an alcoholic cream soda. It's funny because at first I wasn't sure if I was going to like it, because it took me a little while to get into it. Because I almost ruined cream soda for myself, because I used to get a mixed drink I would make for myself when I was living by myself and getting drunk at home was cream soda mixed with Captain Morgan, because basically it just tastes like you're drinking cream soda.
Yeah.
Like, they mix together.
I could see that being really well.
And you can make it really, really strong, and it still just kind of tastes like cream soda.
Orange creamsicle, yeah.
You just like kind of knock yourself out.
ladies and gentlemen, this is early Josh living by himself.
Oh, yeah, it was. And so this, at first, it kind of brought back that kind of memory. I was like, oh, God, like this is, but it's not that strong, and it's, you know, I wouldn't be able to just, like, have a bunch of these in the same night, because like one kind of goes a long way, like, flavor wise.
Well, it's almost like you
like enjoy it. When you have one.
Yeah, when you drink like a 2 liter.
Oh, that was something I was going to talk about. I remember now, doctor wise. I always laugh.
He said your blood is cream soda. Yeah,
I always laugh at how way over what they consider like alcoholic we are. Tobacco or alcohol. Like, no tobacco, but alcohol. He's like, okay, how much? I was like, I was like, you know, a few days a week. And he was like, well, you can't do it by days. Like, you know, and he was like, and when you go out, like, how many do you have? I was like,
when I had to fill out the list, because when you go to a doctor, you have to kind of like fill out this.
If you're like a new patient, thing.
And it's like, is it one? Is it two? Or is it three? I'm like, yo, it's like 9.
Yeah, I know. Like, that kind of stuff. I was like, man, your limits are so low. He's like, he said, like, when you go out, like, you should never have more than two. He's like, that's minimum. Yeah. So,
and then Josh high-fived the nurse next to him. She's like, no.
Yeah, you should stop. Yeah, so that's, I was like, what? Like, how can you have a good time if you're going out drinking and you stop at 2?
Yeah.
Like, that's like 30 minutes into being at the bar.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, this is why Josh hasn't gone to a doctor.
Yeah, I got problems.
Yeah. We all got problems, Josh.
I got problems. But yeah, he's like, you can't say, he told me you couldn't break it down weekly. I was like, well, you know, I go out sometimes after work, and if I go out, I have several. And
within an hour long span, because then I want to get home.
Yeah, exactly. I got to get hammered and drive home. Yeah. So I'm driving car. But no, I don't ever drink and drive. That was a joke. That reminded me when
I don't want to talk about it, but I just thought about myself for a second, and I hate myself.
When you talked about that, I was like, oh, that was something a doctor visit related I want to mention, because it's always so funny how much more what they consider like an acceptable amount of to drink in one sitting is what I have.
I don't know what I want to review, to be honest. I don't know of anything I've watched in the last week. And I say this almost every single time.
Yeah.
And then I end up fucking reviewing clam chowder or some dumb thing.
Into the Gungeon. Into the again.
Scene. Again. I'll do it again because I'm, guess what? Holy shit, still playing it.
Well, I'll go.
Yeah, you go. Maybe I'll think of something.
Movies this week, but I'll go ahead and review the first episode that I watched of The Aliens.
Ooh, yeah, nice. Oh, that was super loud. I did watch finish Narcos. And I know the last thing we talked about sweet. That, but I probably won't review that. Hey, Josh.
Oh, yes.
Could you please do me a favor and give the listeners and myself regale us, please.
Prepare to be regaled.
prepare to be regaled. Please regale us, please, with a with a 3-word review of the BBC.
Yes,
BBC show The Aliens, episode 1, followed by the cat meow of someone who just finished Betrayed, episode 1.
Oh, God damn it. Honestly, it took me a second to even think what that was. I was like, what? Okay.
I love it because it's kind of inside because I'm not saying anything else.
Yep. All right. Let's see. 3 words. I probably should have been thinking about those while you were asking me to do this. Interesting. Funny.
I don't know if I can. For the first time ever in the history of doing this, I don't know if we can take as an acceptable word. We'll allow it. We'll all allow it. Just as once.
Me.
Oh, man.
All right. So, The Aliens is a BBC show. It's on Hulu. It's from the same people that made a show that I really liked. I didn't finish it. I think I saw the first several seasons. Then I kind of got away from me, but of Misfits. I really liked the first 2 seasons of Misfits. So, people who made that. So, it's about actual aliens, like another planet, aliens. I guess I kind of reverse order. Was like, oh, okay, like, the aliens don't look like, you know, they look like human beings. There are a few minor differences with their DNA, but there's some interesting things about it, which was my first word. For example, their hair burns, like, green, and people get high off it. And so, like, that's, like, an illegal thing, is, like, aliens selling their hair to... Or us, like they smoke it like weed, and so like that's like a big drug business. Is like, you know, their hair gets us super high, and so we smoke it.
Holy great,
yeah. And so like the main dude is like a guy who's on border patrol. But since aliens do look like us, they, you know, they're quarantined in a zone, kind of like District 9. Like they have a place where they can live and be overnight. They're allowed to come out of it. And work like normal day jobs and stuff like that. They just have to be back in their quarantine zone by 8 p.m.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Is, if anyone has seen The Misfits, there is a super annoying guy.
Which, like, you think is annoying. I thought he was the comedic relief. I thought he was funny.
I was just like, okay, it's just way too like weird and over the top. Mm-hmm. Is there a guy like that in the show?
No.
Great. That already makes me want to watch it. Sorry, continue.
No, yeah. Yeah, that was something I remember you and I differed on because I thought the guy was hilarious.
I was just like, he almost... Well, he kind of did because I stopped watching it. He kind of ruined the show for me.
He does leave the show I think he's not in it after season 2. But there's no one like that. I don't think you would find like annoying and stuff. So the main protagonist is a guy who's on the border patrol, like making sure people got their paperwork, the aliens and stuff, and then making sure they're, you know, they're not, that they're back before curfew and stuff like that. And then there's just, I won't give it much about the story away because it's kind of interesting how it develops. So it's an interesting story and it's funny. It's got some good comedic moments, but yeah, so just watch the pilot. It's on Hulu now. And
how you're watching it.
Yeah.
So it's on Hulu.
Hulu. Nice. Yeah. I enjoyed it. I think there's only like 6 episodes. So, BBC seasons seem to be real short. So I'll probably finish it up at some point, but I just wanted to try something different. I wasn't in the mood to watch something as heavy because I only have, I think, 1 or 2 episodes left of Mr. Robot from all caught up. Which that season's getting better. It's kind of picking up pace and had some pretty crazy twists.
I'm excited to sit down and start Mr. Robot.
I really, really enjoy it.
But I just like, I'm like pushing it off for some reason because like I can't absorb too much at the same time. Like I destroyed Narcos and like it's one of those things with binge watching for me. It's like, I love it, but man, I need like some time in between this kind of stuff.
Yeah. But yeah, that was that.
Cool.
What are you going to review?
Look, I think, so the only thing I've watched that I can recall, which is probably not a lot in the fact of like watching stuff, Supergirl, the Flash crossover.
Oh, you watched that?
I did watch it because I just jumped right to it. And man, that show sucks. So I'm not going to review that.
Oh, no.
I'm going to review. I mean, it's clearly an ABC show, and it's super. It's even like lighter than The Flash, which is great. But it's like, man, jumping right into that's rough.
I wonder how different it's going to be when it comes to the CW.
And I watched the end of it.
Oh, yeah. Season 2, season finale.
Her flying and everything looks incredible. And like, I watched the season finale and I watched that one. Those are the only two I'll watch unless I just get bored.
I will say, based on the images, I'm not a huge fan of the look of their Superman. For Supergirl.
Yeah,
he looks really young.
But thing is, too, I kind of like the fact that he is not huge. He's not, like, majorly built. He's just kind of a dude.
Yeah. It'd be interesting to see him interact with people like The Flash and stuff like
and
that.
And he's not – I don't think he's going to be in – I think he's only in the first two episodes.
Yeah, but it's just interesting to see him. I was like, sure. It's different. So that, so I'm, like, reserving –
especially since in the pilot – Superman walking,
you see his silhouette, or
yeah, like or like you saw like his hand grabbing and walking her to like the Danner's house, you know, where she grew up. But who knows? It's gonna be pretty cool. Like the season finale, I had no idea what was going on. Very very hopeful though. It seems like a cool like message of hope and stuff like that. But man, everything else in that show, I'm just like the entire Flash episode was Flash came from the other timeline. That you know the Flash show that we watch when he jumped super far in one time, he jumped into her universe, and the entire time, I guess her and Jimmy Olsen have had like a
romantic thing,
possible romantic thing, and Jimmy is just super like jealous of the Flash. And I'm just like, God, all of this sucks so much. It felt like, and they even make in that episode she makes a joke where it's like one of the main guys of Supergirl, Supergirl herself. You would think I'm reviewing this. I'm not. And then Jimmy Olsen and her, and they're all standing there, and the main lady, who was Ally McBeal, just goes, wow, you guys look like a more attractive, more diverse cast of a CW show. And I'm just like, what? I'm like, that's weird.
Wow, yeah, that's odd.
But anyway, so not reviewing that. It's on Netflix now, so I had to give it a shot.
Yeah.
I'll jump around, but man, it's weird. But the graphics look freaking awesome because it's an ABC show, so they can dump all the money into it. So it will be weird to see it get downgraded, basically. So, to a diverse cast of a CW show. No, I'm going to review something that happened in my life.
Saddle Ranch.
Saddle Ranch? I'm going to review Saddle Ranch. Mona. No, I'm going to review getting my first tattoo.
Oh, hell yeah.
So why not? That happened. If you're listening, Mom, yep. she's probably seen it. It's on Facebook. But
yeah.
She's not called me or told me anything about it in angst because she always never wanted me to get a tattoo.
Oh, really?
My sister and I. Yeah, my sister, the minute I posted that picture of me with the wrapping still on, she was like, that's fake. And then, you know, Jose was like, Brian's arm or something like that. And I've really told anybody, but yeah, I got my first tattoo. So it's the Chicago Stars across the colors. The outline is blue. The inside is red. Debbie today asked me, the fantastic Debbie Storm today asked me what it is. What does it mean to me? And for me, it means I lived in Chicago for about 4.5 years. Four and a half. The best friends, lovers. Every word that you can use for, you know, people that hate me, the best experiences of my life, some of the, you know, the friends I've had forever, like you, and Brian and, you know, people that I do even this podcast with that no one listens to other than Nick, on my arm is now, not only has it been like in me the whole time, now it's like visual on me. So it's like, if somebody ever asked, like, oh, you live in Chicago? That's awesome. Like, yeah, I did. I lived in Chicago, and not only did I live, I fucking lived so much so that I wanted to have that stuff remembered on my arm. So when I look at my arm in the mirror now, it's funny because it just all the memories come flooding back.
Yeah,
from Chicago. So
that's awesome.
I got my first tattoo. So that's it. That's what I'm going to review.
All right. Oh, Leo.
Yes, Bonafart.
Ooh, that's me, Bonafart. can you please give us all a regaling 3-word mm-hmm. review of your first tattoo, followed by the sound of a cat meow who is experiencing its first self-driving Uber ride?
Yeah, I'm glad that cat is.
Yeah.
Of course I will, Stinky McJank Plants.
That's my other name, Stinky McJank Plants.
Buzz. Friendly. All right.
Mm-hmm. 1 minute away. Ooh, would you look at that? Ooh, no driver. Ooh, meow. No driver, meow.
That doesn't work. That doesn't work, but I like it. I'm leaving it in. So I got a little ahead of myself there. I was super excited to talk about your words, and now I've forgotten them. Buzz.
Buzz.
The sound of the tattoo is almost worse than the tattoo. Just that constant, like knowing that what that sound is, because I don't like needles at all. I'll get them done. I'll get tested, do the whole nine yards for safety purposes. But knowing that that is literally just a like 3, 4, 5, whatever it is, prong needle just jumping up and down into my skin, super sucked. Not having any idea like what a tattoo. You have a tattoo. Brian's got ridiculous amount. And getting it on the forearm where it is in the front of my forearm, it's not definitely one of the better places what Brian was telling me. And I also said friendly. Jason Vaughn, if you are in the Los Feliz, Hollywood, or even the Los Angeles area, I highly recommend. He did all of Brian's artwork on his arm. And I walked in and Brian and I had left brunch. And I was like, I want a tattoo. Like every time I look at Brian, I saw the 4 stars that he has on his arm that I was supposed to have on my arm in Chicago, but I didn't because of like money purposes. And I was just like, oh man, I want to make sure like everything's paid for, trip back, like everything's fine before getting it. Slight freak out too, but I knew I wanted them, and I kind of liked that place for them. So I've been thinking about it for a really long time. We finally. I was like, Brian, I'm going. And he's like, no, you're not. Like, I want to come with you. And we walk in the shop, and Brian was like, all right, let's just talk about it first. And then I was like, hey, is anyone available? And the girl goes, oh, yeah, Jason's available. And Brian's like, wait, what? Jason, the guy, my guy? And he was like, oh, yeah, like, I'm booked until, like, November, but for some reason, nothing right now. And I was like, done. I was like, done. Like, it's not even a question. Like,
yep.
I'm getting it right now. He didn't talk about the price until the end. I didn't at that point, was just like, I just want this. Mm. We'll figure the price out afterwards. But he asked me, he was like, what do you think? I was like, what do I think? I don't know. And he was like, they probably, because Brian went in Chicago to his old shop.
Yeah.
And he was like, what did they charge you there? I was like, I don't know. He's like, all right, let's just do 180. And I was like, damn. Because like, it's pretty prominent on my forearm.
Yeah.
And the coloring is beautiful. Yeah, and then what was my last thing?
I don't remember.
Yeah, it was kind of just like, meh. I don't know. Either I'll just keep talking about it because that's how these reviews work. So who cares about what last word was? It for anything for me. Oh
yeah,
Basically like it hurt. I expected the worst.
Mm.
And when he's like, "Are you ready?" I was like, "I think so." And I'm just lying down, face first, with my arm out. He's gotten the tattoo design ready. You know, it took like 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Before he even could see me because he was drawing it out and making sure, like, talking to me what I wanted. And then he's finally like, all right, I'm ready for you. The most friendly, amazing dude the entire time was, talking about what I do, how do I know Brian, blah, blah, blah. Like, he was, like, super, like, he's sad. He's like, oh, man, I hope all my tattoos haven't hurt Brian's acting career. I'm like, no, don't worry about that. He's killing it. It didn't hurt as bad as I thought. He asked me once if I wanted to stop because he could tell I was bleeding a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know.
You're just openly sobbing?
Openly sobbing. No, I didn't. I felt great. It was just super weird. I was just like, the entire time, I think it was because I was comfortable. I know what I wanted. And I just kind of took myself out of my brain for a little while. I was like, no, this is what you want. Just don't even worry about the pain. It hurt a lot more when he got closer to my wrist, which is it's like right at my tip of my on the bone tip of my wrist. It hurt a lot more, and he was like, "I'm just, you know, I could feel that he had just done that," and I was like, "Oh, we're done." He goes, "Oh no, that was just the outline." I was like, "Oh," so then he had to just go back down. But he's like, "Yeah, for your first tattoo, man, you did great. I'm super excited about it. Could not be happier." And that's a life moment that I had. So I'll review that.
Yeah.
I've reviewed movies. I've reviewed video games. I've reviewed the same video game twice. I've reviewed now a life moment and clam chowder. Well, Josh, this was fun.
Yeah, it was a good old time.
Yeah, this is a good old time. We're having a great old... Josh.
What?
No, Josh. No, Josh, stay there. Josh, no. Josh.
Time to kiss.
No, Josh, no. It's not time. Josh, it's not. Josh, it's not. Yeah, it's time to kiss. Ladies and gentlemen, for the Probably Sounds Awful podcast, I have been one of your hosts. I'm going to speed through this. You can find me on Twitter at Kovalik317, twitch.tv/Kovalik317. Who knows? I might even stream some Enter the Gungeon tonight because I'm kind of feeling it. But guys, it is really time to kiss. Josh.
Hey, I'm Josh. I'm on Twitter at Patton_Josh. And that's the main thing. Just follow me on there. And Brian, he's not here. That's why it's time to kiss. He's on Twitter at _BPCK, and his website is iambck.com.
And then if you're still listening to this point, Christina, we're trying to figure out a time that will work to get you on.
Oh, yeah.
So we would love to have the second ever woman on the Probably Sounds Awful podcast. But for episode 48?
I think so.
Bye.
Bye. See ya. Kiss time.
Josh, kiss me lower.
Ooh, now we're getting to the audiobook of Kama Sutra.